Can y'all hear me? Father, once again, we love you. You have been so good to us. God, when I think of the goodness of you and all what you have done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. We thank God for saving us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand before your people. And God, they are very precious in your sight. God, thank you for the word that you've given me to share to your people. God, I pray that the word would penetrate into the hearts of mankind and say yes to your will and yes to your ways. God, we thank you. We thank you for coming by, being our invited guests, filling the sanctuary with your spirit. Thank you for every song that was sung, every praise that was lifted up to you. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for confirmation as well. God, as your manservant, have me go no further than you want me to go, and have me to say what you want me to say as I surrender unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. It's an honor. You may be seated. It's an honor to be in the house of the Lord. I do not take it lightly when it comes to sharing the word of God to God's people. Amen. I first must give honor to God, who is the head of my life and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I give honor to Apostle David in his absence and Pastor Linda. Amen. Pray for them. Amen. As they're going to do a miracle celebration over that, I believe. Amen. So keep them in our prayers. Give honor to Pastor Sam, to all God's people. Amen. Whoo, y'all pray for me. I'm asking for your prayers today. And I thank God for what God is doing. Amen. All week, especially this morning, the devil been trying to discourage me to share this sermon today. But my Father in heaven told me, yes, I need you to share it today. So I'm saying yes to my Father and no to the devil. Amen. Woo! Wonderful Savior. I had to move the chair a little bit because I might get excited, because everything that was being shared today was just being confirmation of what God wants us to hear today. Amen. Give honor to my lovely wife, Reverend June. She is taking care of her mother for the next couple of days here. Amen. And I took her down yesterday, and so if I go get her tomorrow. I don't know about y'all. I miss my wife. I can be around my wife 24/7, and I'm good. When she's gone, you know, this is something between her and I. When she's gone, even when she said, she don't like me making up the bed. She's probably watching. But baby, I made it this morning. Because she told me I just don't make it up right. You know, I said, well, at least I try, amen. So I was going to take a picture of it, Deacon Juan, and send it to her and say, yeah, I made up the bed this morning, amen. But truly, I just thank God for each and every one of you. And I pray that what God has placed in my heart to share with you this morning, amen. Let me start with this. Church, we just finished celebrating a church that faced and endured challenging times for 32 years. The guest speaker, Pastor Taylor, left us with a question. And the question was, do anybody remember it? What about the now? What about the now? our pastor, Apostle David, have shared with us what God has placed in his spirit and upon his heart. This year theme: fully present, moving forward, and building God's kingdom. Somebody say amen. Amen. I come by today and pray that what God has placed in my spirit and upon my heart to encourage you, to encourage us in building God's kingdom in the now for the future of LFCC. Amen, church. Amen, amen, church. Amen. So if you be so kind, turn to your Matthew, the 28th chapter. The 28th chapter. Amen. Starting at the 18th verse. Amen. If you have that, say amen. And they say, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Amen. And with that being said, if you allow me to have a title on this, the title today is this: go out and win a soul. Go out and win a soul. Amen. Amen. The author here is Matthew, also known as Levi. He is the brother of James. Now, his past, he was a publican. Now, for you that don't know what a publican is, it's IRS, tax collector. All right. Amen. Amen. And he is one of the 12 apostles. See, Matthew followed Jesus and preached for 15 years in Judea. Amen. Forgive me of my pronunciation. Going out to other countries and winning souls for filling the Great Commission. Amen. Amen. Adding to the kingdom of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. See, pastors has the duty to preach, teach, and make disciples, and sending them out to the world to witness and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and win souls. Somebody talk to me today. See, Jesus, with all authority, has commissioned us with full power of authority to carry on the work of the ministry that he has started. Amen. Now, the verses that we just got through finished reading, Jesus gave them an assignment. I need you to go out, amen, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I need you to go out and also make disciples, amen. I need you to go out and teach, amen. It did not end there. It's still going on today, church. Amen. I'm talking about going out and win a soul. Wonderful Savior. See, Jesus has commissioned us to go. Get up and go out. Get up and go out and win a soul. Come on, church. See, the harvest is ripe for the picking. There's plenty of work for all of us to do. But there's a problem. There's a shortage of laborers. There's a shortage of laborers. Amen. Come on, church. It's going to be tight today. I'm not one of them preachers that preach caramel apples and cotton cane and all that. No. I'm not. Souls are at stake. Lives is being taken. And I'm going to do everything that I can that God allows me to do in the authority of Jesus Christ to go get somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come on, church. Somebody. Just one.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, church. The invitation to salvation is for all. We have the same rights and privilege and promise and provision for equipping for service today.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Irene. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We are equipped with all power. Come on, church.
Yes.
He said all power was given to Jesus, and the power has been passed down to us.
Yes.
Come on, church. Amen. Wonderful Savior. So we all should be among the number evangelizing to the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody talk to me today. So I heard somebody ask a question. I recall the time when Reverend June was preaching this sermon. And she asked a question. And the question was, are you on the playground or the battlefield? Are you on the playground or the battlefield? Wonderful Savior. Then I heard also, someone tell me that you are, with the word of God, we are armed and dangerous. Amen. We are armed and dangerous. Church, we need to hold our position and not abandon the mission or the assignment. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Verse 18 says, Jesus came and spoke unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19, it says, go ye, not sit thee, but go ye. In other words, get up and go out and win a soul. Come on, church. See, I just come by today to share with you. When we go out and win a soul, we help somebody that was lost to be found. When we go out and win a soul, we help someone that's in darkness to be introduced to the light. When we go out and win a soul, we give them something that money cannot buy. Salvation is not for sale. Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. When we go out and win a soul, the yoke of sin is broken. I feel like preaching a little bit right now. Come on, preacher. When we go out and win a soul, it may be the very one that may encourage you to go on, keep on doing what you're doing. For the Lord. Come on, church. Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. When we go out and win a soul, it will break the yoke of oppression and depression and suicide. Come on, church. Somebody talk to me today. Wonderful Savior. When we go out and win a soul, we add to the kingdom of God a brother or a sister. When we go out and win a soul, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels. If somebody be so kind, I need a strong reader to get me Luke 15 and 10. Somebody give me Luke, the 15th chapter, verse 10. I need a strong reader. A strong reader. Amen. Whoever has that, go. Yes, brother. Come on.
Likewise, when they had eaten, they went out to the mountain to pray.
Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God. Keep reading. Over one sinner who's repent. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Let me break it down for you real quick. There is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner. There's joy in the presence of the angels. It's not the angels rejoicing. It's God that's rejoicing. In other words, it's God that's cutting the step. Come on, church. God is rejoicing in the presence of the angels when we go out and win a soul. Just one. Come on, church. The reason I'm here today, several reasons, but one that God, you know, pulled me in. Amen. Right. Because somebody took the time to witness to me. I haven't been saved all my life. I was going to church unsaved, not even saved. I was still going to church. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that more towards the end. But somebody took the time to witness to me. Go out and win a soul. Dr. Robin, God bless you. She shared something last Sunday, and I'm going to echo it. LFC is about to blow up. We are fed spiritually. I don't know about you, but Apostle David and all the elders here that preach, I'm fat. It's kind of like when the lady sent us to that, all that eating all that meat. Spiritually, amen. But there's another part of it. There's some empty chairs. I see some empty seats around here. This is going to come to the point. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's going to come to the point that we are going to have to find a bigger place. This building is not going to be able to contain us. We need some room. Amen. But for us to be, we have to go out and win a soul. Recognize the opportunity that presents itself before you on a daily basis to share and tell your testimony. Amen. Amen. Don't be afraid of telling it. Tell it. Tell it. Tell it. Tell it. I was a wreck. I was a mess. If it had not been for the Lord. Amen. Let me get back to this. Wonderful Savior. If we go out and win a soul, we help husbands to get right with their wives. I say a wife. We help husbands get right with their wife, and wives get right with their own husband. When we go out and win a soul, children can call their father daddy in the morning and at night. When we go out and win a soul, we make a better world, a better neighborhood, better people, a better place. Somebody say amen. When we go out and win a soul, and everyone who loves Jesus, the place that we go will be a better and safe vacation places. If we go out and win a soul. Somebody be so kind. I need some readers today. I need some readers. Elder Porter, forgive me. Something just got in my spirit here. Somebody give me Acts Acts 2 and 47. Amen. Amen. And someone give me Acts 3 and 1. Acts 2 and 47. Acts 2 and 47. You got me? Amen. Dr. Rodman, be so kind. Yes, the last verse in that chapter, yes. Wait. Somebody give her a mic. We want those online to hear that. And God bless those online as well. Amen. Praise. So we'll give her a mic. Amen. Amen. Can I teach a little bit? Can I teach the importance of going out and winning a soul? Dr. Robin, read that again.
Praising. Testing.
Can she get some power?
Praising God and having favor with all the people.
Praising God, having favor. Go ahead. And
the people. And the Lord added to the church.
Right there. The Lord added to the church when?
Daily. Those who were being saved.
He added to the church daily. Amen. Who has Acts 3 and 1? Matter of fact, read Acts 3.
So now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer.
Yes.
The ninth hour.
Yeah. Keep reading.
And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried.
Yes.
Whom they had laid daily at the gate.
At the gate.
Of the temple.
Amen. Thank you. Now, Dr. Robbins just got through reading that in Acts 2, the last verse, that they was praising God. Amen. And the church was being added to daily. Pastor Sam just got through finishing reading the next chapter, chapter 3, verse 1. As you read that, he said, now we got folks on the outside of the church door. Something is missing. Something's missing. When it was added to daily, then also the next chapter, now we outside of the church. Now do you understand the importance of going out? We got to go get them. It was being added to daily. Now we're putting folks.
I encourage you.
There's a YouTube. I'm not a Facebook or YouTube person. I'm not. People say, watch this. That's just not me. I have looked at YouTube. And I had a Facebook account, which I don't use, really. No, I really don't use it. My daughter set it up for me. I said, that's not me. But there's a YouTube of a preacher, undercover preacher. He dresses up as a homeless person. I don't know how you probably have to type in undercover preacher. I don't know. And he dresses up as a homeless person, and he goes to the churches. And the churches that he goes to, he is the senior pastor over all of them. He's the head pastor over all of them. So as you watch it, he goes to one church he's outside of the church. And church member just walks right by him, steps over him, doesn't even give him a hand. Doesn't even give him a welcome to come in. Doesn't even say, can I give you a sandwich or can I give you a bottle of water? Nothing of that nature. And then he came into the church. I'm almost done, y'all. He came into the church and tried to sit up in the front. And the deacon told him, The deacon told him, you can't sit up there. You got to sit in the back. You got to sit in the back. We don't allow people of your care, your nature, to sit up in the front. You got to sit in the back where nobody can smell you or be around you. Amen. And then the day that the church was waiting for the pastor to meet the pastor, here comes this homeless man again. He steps into the church and he starts peeling off his disguise. And he told him, "You fail. I'm the one that you rejected. You all fail." Have we gotten to that point where we are not concerned for the lost souls out there? Go like this. There's just some you out there. There's still some Paul out there. There's still some James and some David out there. There's still some Sam out there. There's still some Deacon Juan. There's still Deacon Juan and some Ron. Come on. There's some Kathy still out there. Come on, church. There's still some Roberts out there. There's still some Davis out there. There's still some Lindas out there. There's still some June out there. Come on, church. There's still some Eric out there. Go out and win a soul. Amen. I thank God. I have to give honor to everyone that have instilled in me, that has invested in me. Amen. The good, the bad, and the ugly. It all was for a purpose. It all was for a purpose. And I'm closing. When I said that, I even went to church, not saved. I wasn't saved. You know, I sat on the same road that my mom set us all on. There's 11 kids. It was from a family of 11. So we took up a whole row. And I think two on the back side of them. And I knew about Jesus. Sunshine Band. Amen. YPWW. Yeah. And I did the calculation this morning. 36 years ago, I was in church. And I was, altar call was coming up. And I stood up, you know, as everybody stands. And I said, "God, if today's going to be the day for me to come up and say, 'Yes, Lord,' you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to really do something to where I know it's you talking to me. You really want me to come up to go to the altar." Because that walk to the altar is long. I don't care, from that chair to here, it's long. But it's the best walk that you can ever take. So as I was standing there, and in front of me was Sister Barnett. Won't forget her. Sister Barnett. She turned around. She said, "Paul, today's your day." I said, "No, you didn't. No, you didn't." Now, keep in mind, I just said, "God, you got to do something or say something or use somebody to, you know, talk to me." And she turned around and said, "Paul, today's your day." Brother Ron, I said, "Okay, God, you got jokes." But Dick, I took the walk. We're standing. Maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and pardon your sins. And maybe you was in the same place where I was. God, you got to say something, to do something, do. If you can take the walk, today's the day. Today's the day. We can say a prayer for you. We can pray with you. Amen. Maybe there's somebody online that has signed in and you do not know the Lord and pardon of your sins.
Lord, you're worthy.
I believe you might be able to send something to the church and we can follow up with you. But maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice.
And to you.
And to you.
You just need to be encouraged. You need to be encouraged just to go out and win a soul. You know, sometimes we stop ourselves from going. Because we don't want to be rejected. But keep in mind, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the Lord. Amen. And maybe there's someone in your family that is not saved.
And to you.
And you want to pray for them. Come, we can pray with you. Come.
You deserve.
Or maybe you just want desire prayer. Come. 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 Because we need to start in the house. Amen. To make sure. I'm not going to take it for granted that everybody that comes to church is saved. Because I attend the church. Amen. Elders, come and let's pray. Let's pray. Pastor Sam, Elder Lewis, where's my prayer warriors? Where's our prayer warriors at? Come, 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 come.
Lord, we exalt thee.
We exalt thee.
We exalt thee.
We exalt thee.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Lord, we exalt thee.
We
from you are all
to
things.
You are all things.
And
to you, all
I praise you from you, all
from you, all
and to you, all
and to you, all
you deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory.
I exalt thee.
Children, if you're going to anoint their children to come up so that we can bless them. All the children, you just bring them on up.